Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Die Sportshow mit Malte Asmus. Alles rund um den Sporttag auf meinsportradio.de.
Am Samstag, den 9.12., haben wir einen großen Rugby-Doubleheader für euch. Erst ab 13 Uhr spielt die deutsche Rugby-Damen-Nationalmannschaft gegen eine Auswahl der British Army. Das übertragen wir schon live. Und gleich direkt danach im Anschluss findet das Spiel des Heidelberger RK gegen Petrarca Padua statt. Ein Spiel des Continental Shield Europe, ein quasi Europapokalwettbewerb. Und auch dieses Spiel werden Vivian Bahlmann und ich euch live übertragen. Und ich hatte heute die Gelegenheit, mit dem Coach der Heidelberger, mit Peter Jordan, über das kommende Spiel zu sprechen gegen Padua. Es ist auf Englisch geführt worden und das hört ihr jetzt. Peter, thanks for your time on this Thursday.
Yes, thank you very much for having me.
Peter, the game on Saturday will be your third game of the season in the Continental Shield. You have lost one game, you've won one. How would you grade your international season so far?
Yes. Our first game against Calvisano was a really good win for us. I think we prepared very well for that game, and I don't think Calvisano expected us to be as strong as we was on that day. I remember the last time we played against them, we lost with 60 points, so I think they underestimate us a little bit. Mm-hmm. Our next game against Batumi, traveled to Georgia. We were very good prepared for that game, but we just struggled. We couldn't really perform our game plan. I think the first 20 minutes was really good, and then after that, we struggled really hard. And obviously, the game now that's coming on the weekend is a very important game for us to stay in the competition. So I think for the future that we planned, the three games, we definitely want to win the next game coming on Saturday. So all is still on track for the season.
So were you surprised as well as your first opponent? I think it was Pataro, as he won the game. Were you surprised as well that they underestimated you?
Yes, well, not really, because we knew in our squad that we can win them. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a game plan coming into the game that we target their weak points. And we said to each other, if we really stick to our game plan and our framework, we can definitely win them. So I think for us and for the squad and for the team, it wasn't a surprise. But I think for everybody outside, it was a big surprise. I don't think anybody expected us to win that game.
Mm. Last year, you play against Petrarca Padua on Saturday. Last year, you lost to Padua 7-55. What a difference does a year make rugby-wise?
Yes, well, it made a big difference. We obviously have a bit of a stronger squad as well. We've got guys that's been training now full-time since June. So we spend a lot of time together as a team, and that helps a lot for the cohesion of the team. But I think for our win against Calvisano, our first game, they definitely won't underestimate us. And they will come here definitely to prove a point and to win the game. So. But yeah, like I said, just to have the guys together for a professional setup makes a huge difference.
Can you identify special points in the loss last year that would be different on Saturday, that you want to be different on Saturday?
Yeah, I just think our whole preparation for last year wasn't on track. You know, we only got the guys together once or twice in a week. Mm-hmm. And we tried to put out a game plan there to win. But like I said before, now that we are fully professional set up, that makes a huge difference because we can work on situations in the game that we really want to target on Saturday. So, yeah, and there's a lot of guys that have now experience from a year playing in this competition, and that makes also a big difference.
Yeah. Sean Armstrong, Rainer Parkinson and Hagen Schulte are healthy, and contrary to the beginning of the season. Are they able to help the team 100%?
Yes, yeah, they're all fit. We're looking forward for their contribution on the field. I mean, all three of them have got a lot of experience and very good players, so they're the brains of the team, and if they fit, we're always good to win. We're always good to put a good performance on.
Would they be able to play on the same field and at the same time, because they all play the same position? Hagen Schulte can play on the 15, but Rainer and Sean, 9, 10 and 15, are these the positions for them?
Yeah, we're going to make a bit of a change this weekend. We will start with Sean on 9, and Hagen will be on 10, and Ray will be on 12. So okay. Our best decision makers is going to be next to each other, which is a good positive for us. They can play all other positions as well, and that helps a lot for the team as well. But that's our best decision makers in the team. So for them to be next to each other, they can help a lot, you know, also with their kicking game and their passing game is really good.
Yeah. What do you expect from your opponents? Padua are third in the Italian league, have lost just one game this season. They are third, yeah. What do you expect from them?
They will be very strong. We analyzed them for the past 2 weeks, and we identify a lot of strong points in their team. Obviously, as a team themselves, they're very strong. They've got a good pack of forwards, and they've got a good back line as well. But we have a plan to stop that forward momentum of their forwards and their backs. So if we can stop their forward momentum and stay positive and stick to our game plan, we definitely have a big chance to win them on the weekend. You know, it's also a home game for us. And it makes a big difference to play back home in front of your own crowd.
Italy is a traditional rugby country. Is there anything special? What do you identify anything as typical Italian rugby?
Calvisano and Petrarca is almost playing the same type of rugby. You know, they've got a good attacking setup play. They've got a good set piece. They play the ball from everywhere, from their own 22. They do quick tap. Penalty. So they really want to speed up the game and get over the advantage line. So that's typical Italian rugby. And we just need to shut them down and don't give them go forward ball and try to slow the ball down. We worked a lot on our defense this week to be really in their face and put a lot of pressure on them. Also with our kicking game to put a lot of pressure on them. That's our game plan for the weekend. And then obviously if we get some points to score, we need to take the points.
You have one game left after this in Portugal. Is the expectation to make 8 points out of these two games?
Yes, that's our goal. Our goal is to win both games, and that will put us really in a good position for next year going into the semifinals. But we spoke as a group today and said we just need to concentrate on one game at a time, you know. So don't look too much in the future. Concentrate on this game and get a good win and take the confidence into next weekend then.
Peter Jordan, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Das war Peter Jordan, der Coach des Heidelberger RK. Samstag geht es um 14.55 Uhr los mit unserer Übertragung. 15 Uhr startet das Spiel zwischen dem Heidelberger RK und Petrarca Padova im Continental Shield. Und ihr könnt dabei sein, live auf meinsportradio.de. Vivian Bahlmann und ich werden euch dieses Spiel dann auf die Ohren bringen in der kostenlosen App oder über den Stream auf meinsportradio.de. Also seid dabei. Ab 13 Uhr geht es los, erst mit dem Damenländerspiel, danach Europapokal, Continental Shield, Heidelberger RK gegen Petrarca Padova.
Daily Down Under, das Chip and Charge Special mit Andreas Dies und Philipp Joubert. Ab dem 15. Januar täglich bei uns im Programm und als Podcast. Daily Down Under, die Australian Open auf meinsportradio.de. Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Ich habe mich natürlich schockverliebt, weil die war wirklich ganz, ganz klein.
So begann die Mensch-Hund-Beziehung zwischen Christina und Tierschutzhund Frieda. Und wie es danach, nach dem ersten Moment der Verliebtheit, so weiterging und welche Klippen es danach zu umschiffen galt, das hört ihr in der neuen Ausgabe von Iswas Dog, dem Podcast für harmonische Mensch-Hund-Beziehungen.
Iswas Dog mit Malte Asmus.
Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.